As the number of new HIV cases in New York continues to fall, a report from the pharmaceutical company Merck is finding that stigma toward the infection in younger generations is growing. WXXI's Brett Dahlberg reports.
Merck says the survey found that more than a quarter of HIV-negative millennials have avoided hugging, talking to, or being friends with someone with HIV. The company says that shows a resurgence in misunderstandings about HIV and AIDS. Researchers stress the virus cannot be transmitted through casual contact or through saliva. William Valenti at Rochester's Trillium Health says messaging needs to meet people where they are.
What we're talking about is giving people information in ways that resemble how people communicate. This is the era of the smartphone.
Valenti is the chief of innovation at Trillium, and he says there's a key message that people need to hear. Undetectable equals untransmittable. That means when the HIV virus count drops so low in a person's body that it can no longer be detected, they also can no longer transmit the virus. But Valenti says that requires taking medication correctly and consistently. And that's where people like Sam Jett come in. Jett is a prevention navigator at Trillium. He says part of what's stopping people from taking medication they need is a rise in stigma around HIV.
Stigma around, like, HIV, or even just like sex and sexual health in general, will keep people from like seeking education, seeking services, a lot of times out of fear.
Jett's job is to get people connected with doctors to help them manage infections. Jett says he's hoping that breaking down stigma in younger generations today will prevent its spread in the future. Brett Dahlberg, WXXI News.